This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And while Baltimore seethes with anger in the streets, it is the bitter legacy of past tension and unrest between police and citizens that is being remembered today in the city of Chicago. The city has authorized $5.5 million in reparation payments to victims of a torture scandal led by former police captain John Burge. Burge and officers under his command were accused of beating and torturing suspects for over two decades. Daryl Cannon was a victim of torture. He spoke at a Chicago City Council hearing.
You do not expect for people that have a badge to treat you in that manner. They played a game called Russian roulette on me. And the way that they played it, they didn't play it with a revolver. They played it with a shotgun.
Daryl Cannon speaking back in 1983. At least 110 other African-American men experienced similar abuses between 1972 and 1991, many coerced into making completely false confessions. Joining me now is Flint Taylor, a lawyer for the People's Law Office, who helped negotiate the terms of the reparation payment. Flint Taylor, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you for having me.
Thinking about the situation in Baltimore, very much a molten volcano right now, recall the tension that came out of this scandal in Chicago in the 80s.
Well, it was a long-lasting scandal and kept secret for a while beyond just the men who were tortured and the torturers. But at some point, we as lawyers were able to uncover much of the information that led to the revelation that there was such a scandal against African-American men who were being tortured with such things as electric shock, suffocation, and Russian roulette.
What was the purpose of this? Did they ever justify this as enhanced interrogation techniques, the kinds of things we heard after the invasion of Iraq?
No, nothing like that. There was no way to really justify it. They denied it. They lied about it. They covered it up. And the cover-up went all the way up to the chief prosecutor, who at that time was Richard M. Daley, who later, of course, went on to be our mayor.
And reparations, $5.5 million. We're talking about a long time here. I mean, for many people, their lives have been irreparably damaged. It seems hard to even come up with a number. How did you do it?
Well, these reparations go to the men and their families who had no other legal recourse. In other words, the men who were wrongfully convicted and adjudged to be so have had their day in court and been able to get $1 million settlements. These men, however, have never been judged or exonerated. So this is for the torture only. And so we felt that among all of the different kinds of benefits that we were able to negotiate with the reparations package, that $100,000 per man that was tortured would be at least symbolically a significant amount of money. And since the city wasn't required legally to give any money, we felt that that was something significant, along with all the other benefits we were able to get, such as free education, psychological care, and a memorial, that kind of thing.
Have you heard what any of your clients might end up doing with the money, plans to, change their life, to put this behind them, that sort of thing?
Well, what was very ironic about this was that, of course, the city has paid millions and millions of dollars to defend Burge and to defend the idea of torture, while the men who, like Daryl Cannon and others, who bravely stood up against the torture and who ultimately testified against Burge and were responsible for sending him to the penitentiary, they received nothing. Many of them either had menial jobs or no jobs at all. So $100,000 will be a welcome benefit to the men who have been tortured and who are, by and large, living at the poverty level.
Flint Taylor is a lawyer for the People's Law Office who helped negotiate the terms of the reparations in Chicago to compensate at least 110 African-American men who experienced abuse between 1972 and 1991. Flint, thanks so much.
You're welcome.